This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communication. A good night again for Brayhead Clan. That's three wins in the week. Tonight it was a 4-2 victory over the Coventry Blaze. It lifts the Clan into fourth place in the league table. With me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. As I said, a good week.
Yeah, 6-point week. You can't ask for too much more.
And of course, that didn't look easy out there. Coventry made life difficult for you.
Yeah, we were pretty tired tonight. I think a lot more tired than I anticipated before the game. We came up pretty slow. It was pretty flat first period, but I thought we got better and found a way to grind some points out tonight.
Certainly did look as though the guys found their stride, and more in the later period.
Yeah, and we our power play wasn't clicking early. We ended up getting a big one on the 4-on-3, but yeah, it was a tough game. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of execution coming up the ice, and we seemed to struggle to make simple plays. But you know, it was a team that found a way to win. We blocked some shots. We defended well. Gary made some big saves at some key times for us, and kept us in it and kept the game, you know, in our favor. And you know, we just found a way to win an ugly game, and typically your third game in the week, and that's to be expected. And you know, I'm just proud of the way the guys competed and just found a way.
I've been saying for a few weeks the performances have been there, but in one or two cases the result hasn't come. Do you feel as though that's coming now?
I think we're a much more well-rounded team. I think we're playing a lot better as a group as opposed to individuals. And you know, we're still making mistakes, but it's a game of mistakes. And you know, and it's good to be winning. It's good to be winning at home. You know, especially in this run, it was we were a little nervous, obviously, with the amount of home games. It's a lot of pressure, and it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of pressure. And sometimes it's nice to relieve that pressure and get on the road. And you know, here we're at home. So we want to make sure that we stay on it. And the guys, like I said, it's the key word is we found a way to grind out a win that I don't think a month ago or 2 months ago we would have done.
You made the decision to bench Mikhail Zajkowski tonight. Gary Russell played in his place. Did he repay your faith tonight?
Yeah, and I saw a lot of the press, and really it was one of those decisions we'd made a long time ago. We looked at the schedule, and we always want to look to get Gary into games. He deserves it. He's a rock for us, and you know, three in a week is a lot of hockey. Z's played a lot of hockey, and we just thought it was a great opportunity to put Rusty in. We kind of spoke about it during the week for him to be ready, and he played a great game for us tonight.
And he comes away with man of the match as well.
Oh, did he? Yeah, good. Good for him. Yeah, that's... Well, anybody but Mike Hammond, you know, he's another three-point night, but you can't win three man in a matches in a row, can you? It's going to be a rule against that. But, yeah, no, he's a rock for us. He's the best British backup in the league by a mile, and we're fortunate enough to have him.
It's a relatively quiet week compared to this week. You've only got the one game. That's on Friday against Fife. But you still can't afford to take it easy.
No, I think it's, like I said, it's a bit of a weird schedule, and you know, you play three this week and then one next week on a Friday and then one the following week on a Saturday. So yeah, it gets us a little out of joint, but you know, right now rest is a weapon, and we're definitely going to take some rest here and get geared up midweek to get going for it's going to be a tough challenge against Fife, and should be an exciting time with some stuff on the line. And you know, should be a good crowd, and it's always a good game against Fife, and I think two teams that are playing pretty well right now. So we're looking forward to it.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Cheers.